Identifying the speaker's purpose. 1.
So, does competition promote success? Think about it. Does competition promote success? Well, doesn't that depend on what you consider, how you define success? So, if you define success as beating your rival, then yes. But if you define success as finding satisfaction in relationships, possibly, very possibly, competition is detrimental to success.
Why does the professor say this?
Think about it.
Two.
In looking at the teeth of skeletons from the Mesolithic period, it was found that those from Northern Europe had fewer cavities than those from Southern Europe. Why? Simple. Diet. The breakdown of non-carbohydrate foods like meats and fish doesn't form acidic byproducts, whereas carbohydrates are cariogenic. Caries, cavities. In other words, causing tooth decay. Carbohydrates, especially the sugars, are cariogenic. They produce acids that destroy teeth.
Why does the professor say this?
You know, caries, cavities. In other words, causing tooth decay.
Three.
Think about how you prepare for your courses. You read the textbook, take notes during your lectures, you try to learn the concepts. Then you take a test, one that supposedly shows that you've gained that knowledge. But if you get the answer wrong, does that mean you're wrong?
Well, yes. If I get the answer wrong, then I didn't know the concept or didn't understand it, right? I suppose I could have misread the question.
It might mean the question was badly written.
It could be any of those things. But I want you to look at this in a different way. When we study the way children gain language, we see certain steps, some of which appear as if the child is regressing in language acquisition instead of progressing. Let me give you an example. When a child has acquired a certain amount of language, she uses the form "I went" correctly. But later in her language development, she starts using the ungrammatical form, "I goed," a word that doesn't exist in English. The child has probably never heard anyone say that. This, by the way, can be very unsettling for parents. But after a while, the child goes back to using the correct form. Now, this is a natural progression in child language acquisition. So, with this in mind, think about a test you didn't do well on. Now, the incorrect answers you chose, were they an indication of where you were in the process of understanding particular concepts? In other words, maybe they were correct in terms of the stage of your learning.
Does that mean, Dr. Blake, that when I fail your final, I'll get a pass?
I'm afraid not, Tom.
Why does the professor say this?
But I want you to look at this in a different way.
Four.
Well, we've been rock climbing together now on several occasions, and I think everyone has made excellent progress. So, with that in mind, I thought you might be interested in a special climbing workshop at the State Park Climbing Center. The thing that really strikes me is the people who will be leading the workshop. Jim Brown, for example, you know, one of the most experienced rock climbers in the world today. I hope that you'll be able to arrange to attend. I'm sure that participants in the course will gain a great deal of confidence and refine their techniques. So, here are the details. The group's size will be limited, so everyone will be given lots of personal attention. The cost for the weekend, including accommodations and food, is $300. There will also be an extra, but small, a small charge for equipment for those participants who don't have their own gear. And a $30 non-refundable deposit is required by the end of next week, with the balance, should be paid by July 20th. I do urge everyone here to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. So, if you can register, I'll be handing out application forms after our climb this morning. Return the form and the deposit to my office as soon as possible.
Why does the professor say this?
The thing that really strikes me is the people who will be leading the workshop.